Simon Shinlam Aleph, Sif Yud. The Mechaber says that a person who never mauled a baby before should not do his first Bismillah on Shabbos. Mishabur explains, because since the first time he might do something wrong, might mess up, he'll come out as Mechaber Shabbos Shleim Mokam Mitzvah. And the Mishabur says the same thing, someone never did Priya before, he should not do his first Priya on Shabbos. A Moyo who comes to town, he says, I once did a Mila before during the week, he's Neman, he's trusted, doesn't have to bring any Raya, any proof, we could trust him and do a Mila on Shabbos. Mishabur brings down the Ramah says in the Yerdein Huchas Mila and the Reish Sam Avav that it's good to Machmer Tchilah that on Shabbos you should not have two Moilim involved in the Mila, one doing the Mila, one doing the Priya, rather the Moil himself, the one doing the Mila, should do the Priya. And many Achrenim, Shach, Taz, Bach, etc., etc., argue, and they say that it's fine to have two of the Moilim participating in the Mila on Shabbos, one doing the Mila, one doing the Priya, and that's the meaning of the whole Medina's Poland and Poland, two Moilim Madua, both during the week, and on Shabbos, one did the Chiduch, the Mila itself, one would do the Priya. The Chavos Adon says, that Shabbos you should not have three people doing it, you should not have a third person doing the Metzitza. But Mishabur brings the Shishyankov says, no, even the Metzitza could be another person. One person Mila, one Priya, and one Metzitza. It's three different parts of the Mila, and it's fine to split it into three. Now, that's the Gabi doing his first Mila on Shabbos. So your first Mila should not be on Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Mishabur says, Yom Tov Sheni Shagoli is for sure you can make it. Yom Tov Rishon. That's Machalik Zacharinim, if one's first Mila could be a Yom Tov Rishon. Mr. Burr says, if there's no one else do the Mila, he knows he could do it, then he should go to Mekilim, that allow you to do it, and he should do it. Now, Mechaber says, someone once did a Mila before, even one time did a Mila, that's enough, and now he can do it on Shabbos. And Mechaber throws in a line, even if Zaviyah Ben, he's the father of the baby. And Mr. Burr says that the reason why the Mechaber is adding this in is because the Arthur is a whole, that the father himself should never do a Mila on Shabbos, if there's another option, another Mila available, because by him is a Psikration Nichlex, he wants the chabura, the blood to come out to happen because he's misakin the son, psikresha nichleg. The reason why I'm passing this is because whoever's doing the mila is psikresha nichleg. He wants the mila to happen properly because he wants the mitzvah. And still, the Torah says mutter, it's mutter for anyone to do it. Therefore, even the father himself could be the mila. And if he only wants the mila before, and Mr. Burris says even his other options are the moilim, still he could be the one to do it. Simen shalama beis, not to have a baby come out of a behema on Shabbos, not to have a behema give birth. Machabas is a foul of emi yavin's behema b'Shabbos. To pull the baby out of the womb of the behema, the mother animal, the mother behema, is also on Shabbos. Mishabur says, Tircha Sarah, it's extra unnecessary Tircha. And the Mishabur says, the Achrayim might even to help it out, help it give birth, is also on Shabbos. All the Tzarka Leda that brought down some Tavkuch of Gimel Chazam Tev are also to do with behema on Shabbos. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, an animal farches for behema gildi makam. Mishabur explains, it means to like remove like a scab, nor could you shmir a makam with shemen. That's only at the end of the makam. That's a tainuk, it's a pleasure for the behema to have the oil shmir on it. But the beginning of a maka, that's a big tzav for the behema, there, it's mutter. Shmir explains to be tereach for behema, just for its oinig, that you shouldn't do. But the beginning, when it's a tzav for the behema, there you could help take care of the behema's maka. So if Gimel Mechaber says, behema elav kashinim, it has like a stomachache, it's in tzar, you could send to run around the chutz in order to get tired out, and that's somehow therapeutic for it, makes it get better. Shmir explains, evil is refuah, and by refuah for a person, they're going to shkiga salmonim. Because a person not has for tumult about his behema as he is about himself, about a person, therefore it's less of a chashash that will lose himself and do shkigas ha'amonim. And the Mishabur says the opposite, that the behema is at risk of dying if it doesn't have a proper refuah, and that person definitely is bal, is for tumult about his behema, he doesn't want to lose behema, he's going to die, it'll be lost for him. He says then there's mutter for the opposite reason, if you don't let him do the refuah, he'll really come to shkigas ha'amonim and other malachas arises. So either it's mutter because there's no chashash shkigas ha'amonim b'chlal, or the chashash is so big, we'd rather just have another four instead of him coming to real shkigas ha'amonim. Even then, the malach of the raisa, you cannot do for the behema, and not even the drabanan, even it's going to die, you can have a guy do it if need be. Sifdal, the behema is achizas dam, some of these have their own days, need to do bloodletting. So the Mechaber says you can put the behema in water, that should cool off, will be okay. If the subject that might die, if you don't do a kaz adam, that's mutter to tell a guy do that kaz adam. And Mishabur says that we're afraid that if we don't let you do it this way, we only have the guy do it for you, we ball on money, we've told him to end up doing it yourself, might end up doing it as a dry sub, therefore we tell you to do it, I de guy. Mr. Ruhr brings from the Chayyalim, even the behemoth to chayla ba'ama, you can have the guy do that cause damage to heal the baby, heal the behemoth, I'm sorry, because it's Sabbath Chaim, but to bloodletting on a sus or to get to eat more, that's usher. Only if it's for medical purposes for the behemoth. The behemoth is a chayla, so then you know you can't do it himself. Because it's Sabbath Chaim, the behemoth shouldn't be in pain, you can have a guy do that cause of damage. And certainly the chash, the behemoth will die. And you got a loss, and there's a shash that the lose himself do malach deraisa himself. But even without that, tzabar chaim is enough reason to allow mir la'akum to take care of a behemoth.